Jeremiah was black. He could feel it. The way the sun pressed down hard and hot on his skin in the summer. Sometimes it felt like he sweated black beads of oil. He felt warm inside his skin, protected. And in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, where everyone seemed to be some shade of black, he felt good walking through the neighborhood. But one step outside, just one step, and somehow the weight of his skin seemed to change. It got heavier. Light-skinned brothers, well, yeah. Sometimes he caught himself making fun of them. But everybody laughed. Everybody ragged on everybody. Those same brothers, shoot, they'd be getting on him just as hard. His homeboy, Carlton, messed up name. Mama's white and daddy's black, but he swears he's all black. Some days they'd be shooting hoops and Carlton would just start going off on how black Jeremiah was. Nothing mean in it. It was all just the way they acted around each other. Sometimes they got to laughing so hard, tears would be running down their faces, laughing and pointing and trying to come up with something else funny to say. It was like that. When Jeremiah and his boys were hanging out, he just was. The way they all were. Some light-skinned, some dark-skinned, nappy-headed, curly-headed, even a couple bald-headed brothers, just hanging out and laughing. Those times, he felt free. Like he was free inside his dark skin. Like he could celebrate it, throw his arms way out and grin. Sometimes, he'd remember his grandma. A long time ago before the cancer took her, the way she'd make him sit in the shade. Don't want you to get too black, she'd say. He was little then and going back and forth between down south and Brooklyn. He didn't know anything back then. Back then, it was just his mama and daddy kissing him goodbye at the airport. Mama holding his hand so tight and for so long that he got embarrassed. Then some stewardess taking his hand and sitting him right up front where she could keep a good eye on him, like his mama had asked her to do. He remembered airplane wings, a pair of silver ones that a pilot gave him, and his first whole meal on a little white plastic dish. There was always cake on the plane, real sweet cake, the kind his mama never let him eat at home. And then he'd fall asleep and be down south. And his grandma would be there waiting, already crying. She always cried when she saw him. Cried and laughed all at once. Jeremiah smiled, remembering how he used to sink into her heavy arms and be surrounded by the smell of her rose petal lotion. That was a long time ago. Jeremiah palmed his basketball in his left hand and held it straight out in front of him. He stared at it a moment, then dribbled it three quick times against the curb. He wished his grandmother was alive so he could tell her that it wasn't a bad thing, that you couldn't get too black. He remembered the time his father had taken him to see a film about the Black Panthers. All those afros and fists raised in the air. Jeremiah smiled. He wished his grandmother had heard them shouting, "Black is beautiful." But she hadn't. And she had believed what she said, that a person could get too black. The same way his father believed it every time he said, "Maya, you're a black man. You're a warrior." But where was the fight? He used to wonder. Where was the war? Later on, when Jeremiah saw a cartoon about a monkey playing basketball, he felt ashamed. Like that monkey was supposed to be him somehow. And he knew then, the war was all around him. It was people in commercials trying to make him feel like he didn't even matter. Trying to make him feel like there was something wrong with being black.